Hey guys, it's Adam from the podcast. First, thanks so much for tuning in and listening, sharing, liking the podcast, telling your friends about it. I really, really do appreciate it. If you all are visiting Costa Rica for the first time, say hi to me on Twitter, on Instagram. I am everywhere. If you want to check out what I'm doing, my wife and I created one of the first organic bath and body products here in Costa Rica. Head over to rawbotanicals.com. You can find us on all the social medias. We are one of the largest suppliers of bath and body products to hotels in Costa Rica. We basically created the whole market here for luxury refillable bathroom products. We're pretty proud about that. Just reducing the amount of waste here in Costa Rica and trying to spread that message across the world. And check it out. It's rawbotanicals.com. You can find us anywhere on the socials. Just look up Raw Botanicals and say hi. Thanks and enjoy the podcast.
Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica.
The thing I've learned along the lines of having kind of your ducks in a row, paperwork-wise and that sort of thing, that's one of the first things I tell people to forget. Because as Americans, it's funny, at least as North Americans from the States, you have this kind of, I've realized it only from living outside of the States, but we have this ingrained feeling of there's a right way to do something, right? And the right way should be very clear and laid out. As far as like working papers and living and this. And what I've learned is that it's not. That's typically not the way, at least my experience in Costa Rica, that's not the way it works. There are lots of gray areas. I mean, gray areas in the law. I mean, gray areas in the way you do things down here, which is really surprising. And I still, my default setting is, well, no, let's do this the right way. but my better sense now, meaning my better understanding of the way things work down here, is there's the ideal way that never happens, the way that might be written in law, and then there's the way to actually get something done. And there are all sorts of gray areas around that. For example, I'll give you an example. When we built our first lab for raw botanicals in Manuel Antonio, Capos, we had rented a space. And we were going to gut the space because it was like an old restaurant. You know, we were going to gut it, basically redo the entire space and build the lab. So we went to the Muni, our lawyer went to the Muni to apply for permission to do a remodel. Well, this was like, I don't know, this was like in May or something like that. Well, we went back and back the amount of paperwork we filled out, you know, it was probably, I mean, just a book full of paperwork and go back and back. And literally all this is for them to just say yes and us pay the $20 for the permit to, you know, do a remodel. And by remodel, it was like, you know, paint the wall, knock out all the garbage, like sinks and stuff that basically take it down to its concrete base, repaint, put new tiles in and put some new, you know, put a new bathroom in basically. We waited, it was a solid 3 months of nothingness, just nothing. And finally, I was like, well, look, we need to be ready for high season. So this is like July or something. I was like, we need to be ready for high season, Christmas. We have to be ready by Christmas. So, and this is the way it's going now. We had nothing. We were like, forget it. Let's just basically do what Ticos normally do, which is you just close the doors, you do the work, and then you open for business, which is exactly what we did. Closed the doors, did the work, opened for business. And this was after, like, this is 3 months, $1,000 to my lawyer, you know, and all this sort of stuff. So we opened for business a little early. We got it done quick before Christmas. So we opened for business and, you know, a month later, whatever, the municipality comes by. And they're like, this was, you know, they came by because we were actually at that point, we're applying for our municipal permit, right? Mm-hmm. So they're coming by because they have to do a permit to, you know, they have to inspect the business to give you the permit, right? And so they come by to actually give us to inspect the business for the permit. And they were like, you did construction here. And we're like, yes, we did. And they're like, you didn't get a permit for the construction. And we're like, we tried. No. We really tried. But I couldn't wait for 6 months or a year to get. And they said, well, there's going to be a fine for that. And I was like, that's terrible. What am I going to do? But I had to get open. And so a week later or whatever, they come back with the fine. And our fine, 25,000 colones, $50. I was like, why? Knowing what why would I spend $1,000 of my lawyer's time, 3 months, for something where I could just make, just charge me $50. Like, if that's the way it's going to be, just charge me $50, you know, but whatever. So it is what it is, but you learn your lessons, right? You learn your lessons.